Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman, member by Ram Goldar, and today Mezech Zvachim, Daf Ches, the first perek, Kol Zvachim. This perek has been generously sponsored anonymously for Refuah Shleima for Alter Ben Zion Wolf Ben Zipporah, as well as for Yaakov Yosef Moshe Ben Ruchama Pesel Rivka. May they both have a Refuah Shleima. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks for the source that a chatas sacrificed shelo l'shma is completely pasul. V'shachar oisel a chatas, and he shall slaughter it as a chatas teaches, shetehe shchita l'shem chatas, that its shchita should be for the sake of a chatas. V'lakach hakon midam a chatas, the kohen shall take from the blood of the chatas teaches, shetehe kabal l'shem chatas, that the kabbalah should be for the sake of the chatas, and halacha can be derived from kabbalah as taught on daf dalet amud aleph. The keeper of a kohen chatas, so the kohen shall atone for him from his chatas teaches, shetehe kapara l'shem chatas, that the atonement, meaning the zrika which affects kapara, should be for the sake of a chatas. Having derived all cases of shinui kodesh, the Gemara presents the source for shinui balim. The pasuk just mentioned says the kohen shall atone a love for him, implying a love v'lo al chavero, for him and not for his friend. Point number two, the above drushes taught the requirement to sacrifice a chatas l'shma. The Gemara then asks, la'akim menalan, from where do we know that improper intentions prevent the carbon's validity? After deriving that zrika with shinui balim would disqualify chatas, the Gemara presents a drush requiring all avodas of a chatas nazir to be l'shma. It suggests deriving a chatas chelav, meaning a standard chatas for a car's violation, from there, but objects that they cannot be derived from one another because chatas nazir has a chumra, shekein yesh ima dam imacherim, because it has other bloods, meaning other karbanas, brought with it, and chatas chelav has the chumra of being brought for karas. Rather than suggest deriving from a drasha requiring all avodos of a chatas matzora to be l'shma, but the Gemara again objects that they cannot be derived from each other for the same reasons. Additionally, none of these three can be derived from the other two with a tzadah shava. Finally, the Gemara answers that the Hekesh Teshlamim teaches that a chatas must be brought l'shma, both regarding shinui kodesh and shinui balim like shlamim. The pasukim mentioned then teach that it is ma'ake for a chatas. Other types of chatos are derived from these three with a tzadah shava. And point number three, a braisa teaches that if a Pesach is brought bizmano, in its time, meaning Erev Pesach, it's valid if it's brought lishmo, and disqualified if it's brought shelo lishmo. During the rest of the year, the law is reversed. It's disqualified if it's brought lishmo, because a Pesach cannot be brought then, and valid if it's brought shelo lishmo. Shmuel's father said this last law is derived from the pasuk v'iminatzum karbono zevach shlamim l'Hashem, and if from the flock is his offering for a shlamim sacrifice for Hashem, teaching davar abba min atzon yehilu zevach shlamim, something which comes from the flock, a pesach, becomes a shlamim sacrifice. Since a pesach during its time is invalidated if it was shechted shelo lishmo, this pasuk must be referred to a pesach shechted during the year, teaching that if it's offered shelo lishmo, it is valid as a shlamim. The Gemara asks that perhaps this is only if it was shechted as a shlamim, but not for other karbanas. It eventually answers that the word lezevach for a sacrifice is a ribui. It's an inclusive term to include intent for any carbon. The Gemara proceeds to explain that it specifically becomes a shlamim rather than whatever carbon it was shechted for because of the similarities between Pesach and shlamim. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, the Gemara asks for the source that a chatas sacrifice, shelo lishma, is completely pasul. V'shachar oisel a chatas, and he shall slaughter it as a chatas teaches, shetehe shchita l'shem chatas, that its shchita should be for the sake of a chatas. V'lakach hakon midam a chatas, the kohen shall take from the blood of the chatas teaches, shetehe kabbalah l'shem chatas, that the kabbalah should be for the sake of the chatas, and halacha can be derived from kabbalah as taught on daf dalet amud aleph. But keeper of a kohen chatas, so the kohen shall atone for him from his chatas teaches, shetehe kapara l'shem chatas, that the atonement, meaning the zrika which affects kapara, should be for the sake of a chatas. Having derived all cases of shinui kodesh, the Gemara presents the source for shinui balim. The pasuk just mentioned says the kohen shall atone a love for him, implying a love v'lo al chavero, for him and not for his friend. Point number two, the above drushes taught the requirement to sacrifice a chatas l'shma. The Gemara then asks, la'akim menalan, from where do we know that improper intentions prevent the carbon's validity? After deriving that zrika with shinui balim would disqualify chatas, the Gemara presents a drush requiring all avodas of a chatas nazir to be l'shma. It suggests deriving a chatas chelav, meaning a standard chatas for a car's violation, from there, but objects that they cannot be derived from one another because chatas nazir has a chumra, shekein yesh ima dam imacherim, because it has other bloods, meaning other karbanas, brought with it, and chatas chelav has the chumra of being brought for karas. Rather than suggest deriving from a drasha requiring all avodos of a chatas matzora to be l'shma, but the Gemara again objects that they cannot be derived from each other for the same reasons. Additionally, none of these three can be derived from the other two with a tzad shava. Finally, the Gemara answers that the Hekesh Tashlamin teaches that a chatas must be brought l'shma, both regarding Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Balim like Shlamin. The Pesukim mentioned then teach that it is ma'ake for a chatas. Other types of chatos are derived from these three with a tzad shava. And point number three, a Braisa teaches that if a Pesach is brought bizmano, in its time, meaning Erev Pesach, it's valid if it's brought l'shmo, and disqualified if it's brought shelo l'shmo. During the rest of the year, the laws are reversed. It's disqualified if it's brought l'shmo, because a Pesach could not be brought then, and valid if it's brought shelo l'shmo. Shmuel's father said this last law is derived from the pasuk v'imin atzum karbono zevach shlamim l'Hashem, and if from the flock is his offering for a shlamim sacrifice for Hashem, teaching davar abba min atzon yehilo zevach shlamim, something which comes from the flock, a Pesach, becomes a Shlamim sacrifice. Since a Pesach during its time is invalidated if it was shechted shelo shmo, this Pesach must be referred to a Pesach shechted during the year, teaching that if it's offered shelo shmo, it is valid as a Shlamim. The Gemara asks that perhaps this is only if it was shechted as a Shlamim, but not for other Karbanos. It eventually answers that the word lezevach for a sacrifice is a ribui. It's an inclusive term to include intent for any carbon. The Gemara proceeds to explain that it specifically becomes a shlamim rather than whatever carbon it was shechted for because of the similarities between Pesach and shlamim. All right, so now we get our siman daf ches, and our standard siman is a challah, and we often use a baker in the siman. So here goes. The baker who baked a huge challah in the shape of a chatas with psukim attached that teach that each avoda must be done lishma, with a source for la'akev in the carbon's mouth, decided there was no problem giving a chametz nik challah to a customer who shechted a carbon Pesach, since it wasn't Erev Pesach, and the carbon became a shlamim. Once again, slow motion. The baker who baked a huge challah, baker, that must be on daf ches. The baker who baked a huge challah in the shape of a chatas with psukim attached that teach that each avoda must be done lishma, which reminds us, Gemara brings the sources that each avoda of a chatas must be done lishma. So the baker who baked a huge challah in the shape of a chatas with psukim attached that teach that each avoda must be done lishma, with a source for la'akev in the carbon's mouth, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source for la'akev that any chatas sacrifice shelo lishma is pasul. So the baker who baked a huge challah in the shape of a chatas with psukim attached that teach that each avoda must be done lishma, with a source for la'akev in the carbon's mouth, decided there was no problem giving a chametz nik challah to a customer who shechted the carbon Pesach, since it wasn't Erev Pesach, and the carbon became a shlamim. Which reminds us, a braisa teaches that if a Pesach is brought bizmano, in its time, Erev Pesach, it's valid if it's brought lishmo, and disqualified if it's brought shelo lishmo. During the rest of the year, the laws were reversed. It's disqualified if it's brought lishmo, because a Pesach cannot be brought then, and valid if it's brought shelo lishmo. Shmuel's father said this last law is derived from the pasuk, v'imin atzon karbono zevach shlamim l'Hashem, and if from the flock is his offering for a shlamim sacrifice for Hashem, teaching davar abba min atzon yehei zevach shlamim. Something which comes from the flock, a Pesach, becomes a shlamim sacrifice. Since a Pesach during its time is invalidated, if it was shechted shelo lishmo, this pasuk must refer to a Pesach shechted during the year, teaching that if it is offered shelo lishmo, it is valid as a shlamim. So once again, the baker who baked a huge challah in the shape of a chatas with psukim attached that teach that each avoda must be done lishma, with a source for la'akev in the carbon's mouth, decided there was no problem giving a chametz nik challah to a customer who shechted a carbon Pesach, since it was an Erev Pesach, and the carbon became a shlamim. All right, so now it's time for four blabach chazara. Daf Dalet. So the siman Daf Dalet is a Dalet, a door. So here goes. The Shinui Kodesh door, that must be on Daf Dalet, door. The Shinui Kodesh door, where the source is at the avodas must be done lishma, were kept, which reminds us. The Gemara asks, Manan de be'inin zvich lishma, from where do we derive that shchita must be lishma? The pasuk says, Vim zevach shlamim karbono, and if his offering is a sacrifice of shlamim. The word zevach teaches, Shetehe zvich l'shem shlamim, that the shchita should be for the sake of a shlamim. The Gemara then brings psukim requiring kabbalah, receiving the blood, and zrika, throwing the blood on the mizbech, to be done lishma, and explains why none of these avodas being worked from each other, and why halacha done lishma cannot be done from them. So the Shinui Kodesh door, where the sources at the Avodos must be done with Shema, were kept, was next to the Shinui Ba'on door, where the source at a carbon must be brought for its owner's sake, could be found, which reminds us, having derived the laws of Shinui Kodesh, a change of holiness regarding all Avodos, that they must be performed for the carbon's sake, the Gemara asks for the source for the laws of Shinui Ba'alim, a change of owner, meaning that Avodos must be done for the owner's sake. The Pasuk says, Ubasur Zevach Todah Shlamav, and the meat of the Zevach Todah, which is a Shlamim, teaches that the Shechita must be L'Shem Toda, and since Shinui Kodesh is already known, the Pasuk is used to teach Shinui Ba'alim. It then derives Shinui Ba'alim regarding the other Avodas, and the Gemara discusses multiple reasons that Shinui Ba'alim cannot be derived from Shinui Kodesh. So the Shinui Kodesh door, where the source is that the Avodas must be done with Shema, were kept, was next to the Shinui Ba'alim door, where the source that a carbon must be brought for its owner's sake, could be found, where a man jumped for joy when he read that although his carbon was shechted shelo l'shma, it could still be brought on the Mizbeach. Which reminds us, Gemara asks that one should say that if a carbon was shechted shelo l'shma, it should be completely pasul. The Pasuk says, Motzi yisvasech tishmor vasista kasher nedarta, what comes out of your lips, you shall observe and perform just as you vowed a nedava. These contradictory terms of neder and nedava teach, im kamash nedarta asisa ye neder, if you did as you vowed and brought the carbon l'shma, it will be a fulfillment of your neder. V'imlo nedav yehe, but if not, rather it was shechted shelo l'shma, it will be a nedava, a donated carbon, a sign from your neder. This proves that the carbon remains valid, although it doesn't fulfill the owner's obligation. Daf hey, so the siman daf hey is hey. So here goes. The rabbi lying on a haystack, haystack, that must be on daf hey. The rabbi lying on a haystack who was wondering, if a carbon isn't maratza, then why is it brought? Which reminds us, Reish Lakish lay on his stomach in the base midrash and asked, Im kasherim hem yiratzu, if karbon is shechted, shelo l'shma are valid, they should achieve acceptance, meaning fulfill their owner's obligations. V'imein maratzim l'mein bayin, and if they do not achieve acceptance, why are they brought? Abai explained that the word osa, it, written by a chattis, teaches that only a chattish shelo l'shma is disqualified, but an ashim remains valid. He eventually derives from the hekesh to shlami that such an ashim is not maratza. So the rabbi lying on a haystack who is wondering if a carbon isn't maratza, then why is it brought? While an ashim whose owner died stood nearby chewing on some hay until got a moom and would be sold, and the money used for an ola, which reminds us, an ashim is also brought, so to speak, after the owner's death. A halacha Moshe Misinai teaches that such an ashim is left to graze until it develops a moom, after which it's redeemed and the money is used for an ola. So the rabbi lying on a haystack who was wondering if a carbon isn't maratza, then why is it brought? While an ashim whose owner died stood nearby chewing on some hay until it got a moom and would be sold, and the money used for an ola, was startled by two boys having a hay fight as they debated if the ola belonging to their deceased mother was inherited by them or not. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings the question whether Yorshim acquire a carbon when the owner dies and receive kapar with it. Dav Vav, so the simmer Dav Vav is a sword because of Vav is straight, like a sword. So here goes. The sword enthusiast, that must be on Dav Vav, sword. The sword enthusiast who forgot to lay tefillin because he was sharpening his swords and wondered if the ol he had already designated would be mechaper for it, which reminds us, the Gemara asks, Asi de lachar hafrash mechapra, does an ola atone for a mitzvah zase transgressed after the carbon's designation, ola mechapra, or does it not atone for it? Does an ola operate the way a chattis does? So just as a chattis cannot atone for a sin committed after its afrasha, so too an ola cannot atone for an ase transgressed after the ola's afrasha, or is an ola different from a chattis? Because whereas with a chattas, for each and every sin, he must bring a separate chattas. But regarding an ola, since if there are several violations of mitzvah zase with him, it atones for all of them. So perhaps it can even atone for transgressions after the afrasha. So the sword enthusiast who forgot to lay tefillin because he was sharpening his swords and wondered if the ola he'd already designated would be mechaber for it, was listening to a friend tell him he didn't perform smicha on his carbon, which the carbon could not atone for, which reminds us, the Gemara attempts to bring a proof from smicha, but we learn a carbon does not atone for failure to perform smicha. Rav explains that in the case of smicha, until one actually shecks the carbon, he's still subject to the mitzvah of arise and perform smicha. Thus, he does not violate it until after he actually shecks, without doing smicha, and a violation after shechita is not a question to us because it is certainly not atoned for by the carbon. So the sword enthusiast who forgot to lay tefillin because he was sharpening his swords and wondered if the ola he had already designated would be mechaper for it, was listening to a friend tell him he didn't perform smicha on his carbon, which the carbon could not atone for. When a sword salesman entered the room and offered to sell him a sword at a discount, if he could answer what kapar is achieved with the second seir of Atzeres, which reminds us, the Gemara attempts to bring another proof that a carbon can be mechaper on a chet after a frasha by asking what kapar is achieved with the second sa'ir of Atzeres. The proof is deflected. Dav Zayin. So the simmer Dav Zayin is a kli Zayin, a weapon, and we use a gun. So here goes. The man not chayv any carbon who is being protected by armed guards. Armed guards? That must be on Dav Zayin, kli Zayin, weapon, gun. The man not chayv any carbon who is being protected by armed guards from being intended in a chatas, which reminds us, Rabba said that a chatas which was shechted, al mi she'en mechuy of klum, for the sake of someone who's not chayv to any carbon, it's possible. She'en o cha'adam b'Yisrael, she'en mechuy of ase, because there's no one in Israel who's not liable for atonement for transgressing a mitzvah's ase. Such a person would receive kapar from a chatas, as Rabba said, chatas mechaperes al chavi ase. A chatas atones for liabilities of transgressions of mitzvah's ase, based on the Kal Vachomer. Since a chatas atones for karas liabilities, it certainly atones for an ase. So the man not chayv any carbon who was being protected by armed guards from being intended in a chatas told them they should guard the ownerless ola from being brought for someone else, which reminds us, Rava said, ola haba lachar mis, regarding an ola being brought after the owner's death, if it's shechted for another type of carbon, it doesn't count for its obligation and must be replaced. If it was shechted for another person, in this case Shinui Balim, it's valid and counts for its obligation to Ein Balim Lachemis, because there's no owner after death and intent for another person does not harm the carbon. Rav Pinchas Breid Rav Ami said, Yesh Balim Lachemis, that there is an owner after death, meaning the Yorish becomes the new owner. So the man not chayv any carbon who is being protected by armed guards from being intended in a chatas told them they should guard the ownerless ola from being brought for someone else whose owner died after doing tshuva before bringing it as a gift, which reminds us, Rava said, ola dornhi, an ola is a gift to Hashem intended for after he has already received kapara. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff you in the source that Kabbanis brought shalo l'shma are not puzzle? That's on daf. Dalit. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that karbanos are staman kilishman dami, but gidden are not? That's on daf. Bays. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we learn that a carbon pesach during the year brought shalo l'shmo is a shlamim? That's on daf. Ches. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that a carbon is not mechaper for failure to perform smicha? That's on daf. Vav. Good. Number 5. Which daf do we mechokas if yesh balim lachar misa? That's on daf. Zayin. Good. Number 6. Which daf do we in a chacha shechted l'shem chuan is valid and we say delav mina u'machriba? That's on daf. Gimel. Good. Number 7. Which daf do we in the source for la'akev that any chacha sacrificed shalo l'shma is pasal? That's on daf. Ches. Good. Number 8. Which daf do we learn that ola doron hi, an ola is a gift to Hashem? That's on daf. Zayin. Good. Number 9. Which daf do we learn the source is that each avoda of a chatas must be done l'shma? That's on daf. Ches. Great. And number 10. Which daf do we learn that a chatas shechted for someone obligated in an ola is valid? That's on daf. Gimel. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.